The architecture of convent complexes is usually characterized by a series of buildings and additions to accommodate various functions according to the needs and customs of the religious community living there. In these complexes, several special areas can be found, including areas for worship, medical services, teaching boarding school students, kitchens, laundry facilities, and lodgings. In addition, these complexes often grow out of a single building. New constructions are attached to older ones to meet the order's increasing needs. The later additions are often built with an eye to ensuring that they blend in smoothly with the original building. That is why certain complexes stand out for their great architectural unity, in spite of the different phases in which construction took place. The convent complex of the Religious Hospitallers of the Hôtel Dieu de Montréal on Pine Avenue, the Grand Seminary on Sherbrooke Street, and the convent complex of the Sisters of Saint-Anne are a few very good examples of this. The Sisters of Saint-Anne convent complex that can be seen today adopts the recognizable shape of a capital E opening onto Saint-Joseph Boulevard, with the sanctuary forming the middle branch. Six constructions built from 1864 to 1961 make up the complex. The oldest building is the Villa Anna Boarding School, built between 1862 and 1864. You can identify it by counting 11 windows over from the right side of the sanctuary. After the 11th one, you will see where the wall joins with the adjacent building. The stones on the left project outwards slightly. The boarding school was built by the contractors Perrault et Lamoureux. The architect is unknown. This building, with its neoclassical style, which can be recognized for its simplicity, its order, and the symmetry of the different architectural elements, would set the tone for the other structures. It has a basement, a main floor, and four stories. The top two floors are located beneath the attic of the gable roof of sheet metal with rods. Gable dormer windows let daylight into the attic space. Note that the style and divisions of all the windows are different from the original. The second major structure of the complex, built from 1871 to 1873, is located to the left of the sanctuary. This was the new novitiate and the mother house. The architect, Théophile Paris, drew the plans and the specifications for the building free of charge, as well as those for the expansion of the Villa Anna boarding school. This third construction, built from 1886 to 1888, was attached to the right of the boarding school. From 1888 to 1889, the firm Perrault et Ménard was mandated to build the central part of the complex, the building which at the time held the refectory in the basement, the generalate on the main floor, and in the upper portion, the sanctuary crowned by the great dome. Here is a translation of an excerpt from the book Montréal, son histoire, son architecture by Guy Pinard, describing the exterior architectural features.
As a facade with classical pediment resting on a slightly projecting pilaster, framed by two small domed bell tower showing a Byzantine influence. Where a chapel and the main building meet, there is a neoclassical dome, 30 feet diameter, resting on a square base decorated with classical element, arched opening, Doric pilaster, pediment, cornice with dentils. A small dome with a cross on the top crowns the building.
That cross stands 120 feet, or 36.28 meters, above street level. The complex therefore serves as a landmark, not only on St. Joseph Boulevard, but for the entire borough of Lachine. Originally, the main entrance featured a stairway with two branches that joined at the second flight of stairs. In 1941, the architect Paul-Marie Lemieux was mandated to make changes, which unfortunately took away some of the majesty of the facade of the complex's central building. In 1889, a stone wall replaced the wooden one. Finally, the last two constructions were the wings located on the far east and west sides. On the east, Collège Marianne was built in 1940 and 1941, according to the plans of Aristide Beaugrand-Champagne and Joseph-Anastase Gravel. This building, which, like the other constructions, respected the design of the complex, stood out for the turret that enclosed the staircase, and for its pinnacle, which had a more slender silhouette. On the west side, the Pavillon Esther Blondin was built in 1960-1961 using plans and specifications provided by the major firm La Rose, La Rose, La Liberté et Petrucci. Although it has one extra floor and galleries, the stone brick construction blends in perfectly with the rest of the complex, the first building of which was built more than 100 years earlier. We invite you to select stop number 18 to listen to an excerpt from the musical repertoire of the Congregation of Sisters of Saint Anne.